Hey, everybody, welcome to this morning's Cup of Joe. You know, I love drinking one cup of coffee every morning. I've told it so many times. I got my little bean grinder, got my little single cup coffee maker, and my wife, she didn't drink coffee. She didn't like it. I like just my one cup every morning. So I got my Cup of Joe right here. So one cup. Start your day out right. This scripture, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Husbands, dwell with your wives with understanding. Husbands, not talking about husbands, dwell with your wife according to understanding. Give honor to the wife as the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together the grace of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered. Now that's 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. It says, so your prayers won't be hindered. We mean you hinder your prayers? What? If you don't treat your wife right, you can hinder your prayers. You got to be kidding. Nope. I remember we were driving one time. We were doing a little seminar, and we were driving over to Fayetteville, Arkansas. Nice day. We're just driving and listening to stuff on the radio, and I'm just praying and talking to God about something I've been praying about for a couple of years. Now, sometimes you can pray, something happens real quick, but sometimes you pray and it takes longer. Somebody once said, higher level, bigger devil. Sometimes some things don't happen. You got to put some time into it, a little more prayer into it. And so some I've been believing God for a couple of years, and I've been praying. And so we're in a great mood. My wife and I were in the car, had the kids with the babysitter back home. We're going to do this two-day seminar on marriage. And so I'm driving, and I'm thinking, Lord, why is this happening? What is it? I mean, I've repented and bound the devil and pled the blood. I've done all the thing I know to do. And I'm just thinking. And so I'm not talking out loud. I'm just thinking to myself, riding in the car. And all of a sudden, I heard God say this. Now, you don't have to believe this, but I heard God say, your wife likes Pepsi. And I thought, where did that thought come from? And I thought, well, she didn't know any better, you know. And so I'm praying again to myself. We're driving. Music's playing on the radio. Nice day. And all of a sudden, I heard God say again, your wife likes Pepsi. I thought, what's that got to do with anything? Well, long story short, when we first got married, I like Coca-Cola. You know, it's the real thing that's on the bottle. And so my family drank Coca-Cola. Well, when I married my wife, her family drank Pepsi. I never did like Pepsi. I thought that's a watered-down children's drink. I don't drink Pepsi. And so whenever we go to the store, I'd come home with a big bottle of Coke. And she'd say, Joe, why don't you get some Pepsi? So how do your family, they didn't train you right. Coke's the better thing. It's the real thing. It's just right on the can. The real thing, you know. And then my family, my mom used Tide detergent. Tide, you know, get that nasty stain out. Her family used Cheer. And she knows, Joe, bring home a box of Cheer. She said, no, Tide's better. And we fought over the dumbest stuff those first years of our marriage. And I realized something. I'm down, and it's like God's trying to let me know, son, the reason I'm not answering your prayers is because of how you treat your wife. And I went back to the scripture in 1 Peter. You're not dwelling with her according to knowledge. I thought, you got to be kidding. Nope. Until you start treating her better, I'm not answering your prayer. I thought, oh, you got to be kidding. And so we drove over, and we don't start till later that night and certain in the day. So I pulled into the parking lot of this big shopping mall they had there in Fayetteville. And I pulled in, and she said, what are you doing? I said, well, I need to repent. She said, what? I said, I need to repent. I said, I have not been a good husband. Now, I thought I'd been a really good husband. I've tried hard, but I'm not perfect. And so I'm very serious. I said, I need to repent. I've not been the best husband. She said, you're kidding. I said, no. He said, I realized something. From now on, we're drinking Pepsi. I'm a Pepsi lover from this day forward. No more Coca-Cola. And she busted out laughing. I said, what are you talking about? And we're going to use Cheer detergent. No more Tide. We're using Cheer. Because whatever you like, I like. And she laughed. So I finally said, let's go inside. So because usually I'd be in town on the weekend and say, Joe, if you're in town, drop by the store and pick me up some makeup. And she asked me one time, she sent an empty bottle of base makeup. So here's the empty bottle. Get me a bottle of this. Go into Dillard's, second floor, and get that. Now, it was toward the Thanksgiving weekend, and I'd been busy. Did a lot of stops I had to make that day. I'm coming home. We lived way out in the country. I thought, okay, I got to swing into Dillard's. So I pulled to the mall parking lot. It's packed like a sardine can. Thanksgiving holidays coming up. Man, you can't hardly find a parking spot. I finally found a spot. I go up to the second floor of Dillard's, and I realize I forgot the empty bottle. It was still in my truck. I got up there, and I thought, I'm not going back after that bottle. And so this lady comes up. She says, sir, can I help you? I said, yes, ma'am. I'm looking for a bottle of that base stuff those women wear. And she knew she had a doofus on the hook. Yes, sir, that'll be aisle 2 and aisle 3. I said, no, ma'am. It's just that bottle of base stuff women wear. Yes, sir, that'll be aisle 2 and aisle 3. Now, it was not a long aisle, but there were two aisles full of that base makeup. And I walked down and I got so mad. I thought, how stupid can women be? And I thought, well, too light, too dark, just right. And I just grabbed one in the middle. I went out and I bought, paid for it, got back home. I've got ready to watch a football game coming on that evening, Saturday evening. So I walk in, I set the base on the table, and I head off to the den to watch my ball game. My wife, I didn't get to sit down. My wife said, Joe, what is this? That's that base stuff. You said, Joe, this is not what I told you to get. I know. I left the empty bottle in the truck and got up on the second floor, and it was packed. I said, honey, beige is beige. She said, Joe, if I put this on, I'm going to look like Bozo the Clown. I said, no, you won't. She said, come here. And she made me go to the bathroom, and she just took a little bit, and she wiped on her cheeks. Sure enough, she looked like Bozo the Clown. I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm sorry. And so I realized something. Men don't know everything. So we're sitting in the car that day in that parking lot. I said, honey, I want you to come with me. So we go to Dillard's. There was a Dillard's there. We go up to the second floor. And I said, and I took a yellow pad. I had a yellow pad with me, the pencil. I said, now, what kind of makeup is it you use? What is that base? What kind of mascara do you use? What's your bra size? What's your panty size? What kind of shoes do you wear? What's your shoe size? What kind do you like? What dress do you like? Floral? Do you like colors? Do you like solid? Do you like navy blues? And so I wrote down a whole list of things that my wife liked. And I kept it with my iPhone for years. And it's because when my wife sent me to the store to get something, I want to come home with it. That wife is a gift from God to me. I tell guys all the time, you married your gift, whether you realize it or not. She's everything you're not. She thinks things you'll never think. She can do things you cannot do. That is a gift from God. You need to start treating that gift better because God's not going to bless you. And 1 Peter 3 talks about, you know, husbands and wives. The whole chapter is about husbands and wives. And God said, I'm gonna shut heaven down. I'm not going to answer your prayer because of the way you're treating your wife. I thought, you got to be kidding. No, because if this is my special gift to you outside of salvation, second greatest gift outside of salvation is a spouse. God said, I gave you a spouse. You're not honoring them. You're not treating them right. You're not talking to them right. You better honor that gift. I thought, oh, my goodness. So it changed from that day forward. I didn't change overnight, but I began a process. I'm going to become the best husband you ever had. I used to tell my wife, when you get to heaven, once I hear you thank God for his son, Jesus, I want to be the second thing to come out of your mouth. Joe, I want to thank you for your son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, but I want to thank you for my husband, Joe. That was the second greatest thing ever happened to me. And that's got to be a goal for all men, guys. You want to be the second greatest thing ever happened to your wife. You want to make them want to suck the lips off your face. You just got to treat them right. And so this is a gift from God. How are you going to honor God? I'm going to treat this gift with honor, God. Give honor to your wife as the weaker vessel. Honor her. Honor her office. Go the second mile. Go the third mile. Can he give you a foot rub? You want a back rub? Can I do something? Can I wash some dishes? Learn how to do the laundry. Learn how to mop a floor. Learn how to clean up something. Leave things better than you find them. And I promise you, I told this guy one time, you know, you come home and you start thinking different, talking different, acting different. You come home tonight for dinner, she won't be wearing that old ratty white T-shirt. You won't be eating corn dogs for dinner. She'll be dressed up and she'll cook you a nice meal. Because like kind gets like kind. Start loving on your wife. Talk to her decent. Talk to her nice. Ask her if she needs anything. Hey, honey, can I do anything for you? Look, we're all busy. Everybody's working long hours and trying to put food on the table and get kids through school and some through college. Everybody's under pressure. But what you want to do, you want to do it right. God, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to go the second mile. I want to be the second greatest thing ever happened to my wife. And let's make that a goal, guys. Let's just have that thought. That's your cup of joe for day. Make that wife want to suck the lips off your face. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening.